fully realized.
Perhaps just what that means.
And yet we can meditate upon it, can we not? We can begin to have our mind's eye opened by faith, to understand something of what it will mean to see our Lord and Savior face to face. Thinking along this line, I began to ask God to show me something of what it would mean to see His face. See the face of Christ. God manifest in a face. The face is the place of expression of any life. Here in the face are located the eyes, which are the windows of the soul. Through them, we receive our knowledge of appearances of all things about us. You know, much of our opinions are formed and actions decided by what our eyes see in the face of others. Looking into other people's eyes, we read much of their character, much of what's going on in the soul. I find that myself watching the faces of the people to whom I minister. So often I preach to a group where they're entire strangers. All the estimate I can form is what I see in the face of those before me. So I've learned to study the face and expect to have revealed to me many of the things I need to know as I preach. The human face is largely the center of human beauty. The face of our loved ones and friends is what we most consider when we look to see what expressions will be found there. We see expressions of love, or a smile, or joy, all in the face. A tear for sorrow, a frown for displeasure, lines for anxiety, all we read in the face of our friends. If we have a picture, as a rule, it's the face we take, or have taken. Largely, that's all we take for a photograph, just the face. That face represents the entire person. As you come to know people more and see many faces, more and more the face tells you the growth of the soul. And you know, beloved, the lack of growth shows itself too. I can tell after I've seen a person growing in grace and then do not see them for a while, I can tell whether they've gone on in their spiritual life or gone backwards, largely by the faith. In the Song of Solomon, Christ's faith is spoken of, and it's the way the faith looks to the bride. His eyes are the eyes of a dove, tender and kind. She sees her lover tender and kind to her. The cheeks are the bed of fragrant flowers, beautiful, lovely. The lips, she says, drop sweet-smelling myrrh. The entire picture is one of loving kindness. We sing that song, "Is loving kindness is so true." Great love and great tenderness and great gentleness is shown in this picture in the Song of Solomon. And beloved, I am sure that those who love their Lord all think of Him in that way. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedar, restful and good to look upon. Haven't you known friends whose face was seen that way? Just a rest, just restful to get to know them. The very presence of that person in your room
with our Lord Jesus Christ, that faith will be as the cedars of Lebanon. In the book of Revelation, his eyes are the flame of fire, piercing, discerning, judging. But out of his mouth goes a sharp, two-edged sword. His countenance is blinding in glory like the sun. Here he comes upon a white horse to rule and to judge the world. And the sight is awe-inspiring. All that is in his face. The face of a great ruler. The face of a great king. The face of one who rules the whole universe. Majestic and mighty. What will his face mean to us when we see him? What will we see there? Well, in the first place, beloved, we'll see the love, the faith of one who loves us enough to die for us. You know, it's a great thing to have been died for. Doesn't it add dignity to your life to realize that the Lord of glory was willing to die for you? And you know how a face would look at you, or look to you, or the face of one who cared enough to die for you. You and I one day will look upon the face of one who loved us enough to die for us. The whole world is dying for a little bit of love. What a realization. They shall see his face. Then it'll be the love of one who has given us birth through his work on the cross and the sending of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ has brought many sons to glory. That's the love of the mother. I'll never forget how my mother looked at me. I'm glad she's still living. And I'll never forget how she has looked at me in times of sickness. Wake in the middle of the night and find her sitting by the bedside. What? Look. I'll never forget that look. You and I will see in the face of Jesus Christ, the one who gave us birth like the faithful mother. And the face of the Father, sonship, proud of his son, glorying in them, understanding. And then there's the love of a friend, a companionship. How glad we are to look at the face of a friend. One who has been our companion, true fellow. We'll see the face of our friend. He called us friends. I call you the longest servants. I call you friends. And then the love of the bridegroom, tender and stirring to your heart. And then it'll be the face of great holiness. Soul-stirring holiness. I've never seen a holy face completely holy. Neither have you. And yet, when I have seen the faces of men or women who live holy lives, as far as this world is concerned, their faces have always been a benediction. A serene loveliness passes upon the face of one who has gone all the way with God and lives a holy life. Their face is a benediction. We'll see the face of one who is absolutely holy. And then there will be glory and beauty there. The glory of the Lord is glory. We've never seen any glory like that. We're told that the seraphim, burning in their own holiness, before that face, cover themselves with four of their wings and cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And what beauty! I've seen beautiful scenes, breathtaking beauty. I've stood on a tall, high mountain, seen the white ridges beside me, seen the deep pine forest below. In the midst of the forest nestled a clear mountain lake, and above the deep blue of the sky. I've seen the takes your breath. But just think, they will see the face of one who made all this. A face of great loveliness and glory. And then a face of great majesty. I love that song, Majestic Sweetness, Christian Throne, upon the Savior's brow. They will see the majesty in his face. There have been majestic kings, and we always think of the kingly face. Not all kings are kings. But here is the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. What character and what majesty must be in that countenance. When he appears, when they see him, it will be as one who rules over all men and all things, principalities and powers. Majestic faith. And so, in these days, as we near the coming of our Lord, you and I are looking forward with great expectation to that day when we shall see his face. Our hearts become lonely at times here, and many things we see are not good to look upon. And we see the men about us and women, so many of their faces marred with sin and suffering. Oh, how we long for that day when, as our Lord says there in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, we shall look, we shall see his face. Now, having not seen him, we love him. Love him very much. What will it be in that day when we see him face to face? Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? If anyone has any difficulty about a real proper longing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, think of what it will mean. You shall see his face. And then remember the word says that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Father, we pray thee, as thy Holy Spirit may take these things and reveal the face of Christ to each one in his precious name.